KX93.5, we are Laguna's only FM radio station. I'm Jason Fetty with The Midday Show, and I am stoked to have Joey Santiago on the phone. He's the man that came up with the name for the band The Pixies, and he's the guitar player in the band, and has been since The Pixies were formed in 1986. Highly influential band, musicians as diverse as Nirvana and Radiohead, and even David Bowie have cited them as an influence on their music. And as I say, Joey Santiago is on the phone with me right now.
Oh, hello. How are you?
I'm doing very well, Joey. Thanks for taking the call, man. How are you doing?
I'm good. This is Laguna in California?
Laguna Beach, California, sir, yes.
Laguna Beach in California. This is as close to I'll be to owning something there.
You couldn't rent down here, mate. Not on a rock star's wages.
No. And the fresh air will kill me, because I live in Los Angeles.
Right. We saw it. We keep a trash can to one side when bands come in, and then if they're starting to choke on the fresh air, we pour the trash over their heads.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah, that's what we do.
That's a great idea. I just throw up on the sidewalk.
Yeah, that's the way.
You know, it employs people. It employs the street cleaners.
The guys that clean up the puke, yeah. Yeah,
yeah. You know, I'm just like, I'm trying to boost the economy.
Thanks. Well, you know, I'm literally, you know, a DJ on a small FM radio station like this, I'm about one stage away from puke cleaner. That's the next thing. And how many of these phone interviews have you done today?
I don't know. This is my third one.
Oh, that's not too bad. I'm glad I'm only number three on the list.
Yeah.
Because a couple of hours from now, you're just going to be talking complete nonsense about puking on the sidewalk and stuff.
No, I talk about it. I like to entertain myself. I'm random. I'm just a random guy. Flowers, dirt, and curtains.
Right, good.
See how random I am?
Yeah, no, I like it. Chickens, traction engines, and astronauts.
Oh, my God. Huh? I was just going to say that.
I know.
You took the words out of my mouth. What was the question again?
How do you stay interested in music and doing the whole thing after all this time? I don't mean the actual playing.
Oh, the business.
Yeah.
I try to ignore that side. I know it's the music business. I do the music, and someone else does the business. I come, you know, and I'll come up with concepts, you know, but someone else has to follow through on it.
But the initial concept for the band is you. I mean, you and Frank started this band back in the 80s.
Right.
When you were in college.
Yeah, you know, I mean, we did, and that's like a lucky draw, because at the university you can't pick your roommates, and then in UMass is like a huge amount of people. They're like 10,000 or something. Out of 10,000, you know, Charles and I became roommates, and Jesus Christ, you know, how lucky was that?
Actually, that was one of the questions I was going to ask you. Maybe it's a bit boring for you, probably been asked it a billion times, but you still call Frank Charles after all these years.
Oh, yeah, I call him Charles.
For our listeners that are perhaps less familiar with the band, Charles Thompson was the original name of Frank Black, the lead singer of the band. But you quickly ditched college and, you know, started this band together, which brings us to the music itself. Actually, we are a music station, want to play some music. Here's The Pixies from their second album, Doolittle, on KX93.5. Here Comes Your Man.
Turns blue.
Pixies there on KX 93.5. Here Comes Your Man. I got Joey Santiago on the phone, founding member and guitarist with the Pixies. How are you holding up, Joey?
I'm good.
Good. Now, before we played that track from you guys' second album, Doolittle, we were talking about the early days at University of Massachusetts there in Boston, and you guys were playing music, you and Frank Black, then Charles Thompson, the fourth. Then you met Kim Deal after you put an ad in the paper to find a bass player, but she wasn't a bass player, which she shared your guys' eclectic taste in music. But It seems like you were looking for a vibe rather than sort of virtuosity.
We were looking for a vibe and someone to answer the damn ad.
Right, was she the only one?
She was the only one.
Wow, you're right. You have been lucky, actually, picking up musicians like that. You know, meeting Frank Black at college and then bass player Kim Deal answering an ad in the paper and being the only responder. Kim wasn't a bass player, but she could play a little bit of guitar, right? A little bit of six string.
Yeah, she was. She would have had to kill me to take away the six string, you know, out of my hand.
Right. Over the years, has that sort of, has virtuosity, sort of musicianship, become more important to you personally, or is it still all about the vibe?
Nah, I don't care about being a virtuos, whatever you call that.
Yeah.
not at all, you know. It's just, I would find it kind of boring, you know, because I was just saying that I like my limitations. I painted myself in a pretty cool corner.
No, you totally have. I mean, your thing is your thing, man. Joey Santiago's, that's his thing that he does. And I think those...
I painted myself in the corner where the barbecue grill is.
Right. As opposed to the toilet, say.
The puke garbage can.
Right. Yeah. No, yeah. Thank you for mentioning that again.
Mm-hmm.
Look out for that hot plate.
fresh music there from the Pixies. That's the title track of the new album, Indie Cindy. Joey Santiago is on the phone with me. He's a guitar player and founding member of the Pixies, sounding, if I may say so, as fresh as ever. Let's go back, though, Joey, to earlier days. So it seems like the UK and Europe was quicker to appreciate the band's thing than the US.
Yes.
Why do you think that is?
Well, you know, just dawned on me, there's this one DJ that really kind of like, that got us, and that kind of, a very instrumental part of breaking the UK. And his name is John Peel.
Never heard of him. Because people out here in the States may not know John Peel. Seminal, brilliant British DJ, responsible for breaking hundreds of acts, and just a legend.
You know, we did like two or three John Peel sessions.
Yeah.
And he loved us. I think he was one of the only... He saw us, and it caught on that we didn't do encores. You know, we didn't waste people's time.
Right.
By the gratuitous... We do it now, because now we have to. Otherwise, people think they're getting ripped off, you know?
You mean that whole sort of going off and then waiting and then coming back on again? It's like, it's a bit of a charade, really.
Yeah, it's silly. It's because Charles and I watched Dick Dale. Actually, there around Laguna. We saw him at a little club. It was awesome. But after... He played and just goes, listen, I could go back there, twiddle my thumbs or something, and then come back here and do an encore, or I could just stay here. You know? And people went, woo, just stay here, you know. So
right.
So that was it. That's when we, you know, we kind of knew that it was like, this is punk.
Well, that first time that you went, you came to England, and everybody went crazy. I mean, people like John Peel and the Melody Maker and Sounds and these sort of, this is the cool end of music in Britain as I remember it in that time. And then you came to England with Throwing Muses and played at the Mean Fiddler, and I got to tell you, it's, do you know what, this is a great story, because I never thought I'd ever get to tell any member of the band this, but I was supposed to come to that gig, and not because of Throwing Muses, but because everybody was talking about the Pixies. And so I'm supposed to come to that gig at the Mean Fiddler, and I had a fight with my girlfriend that day and I didn't come, so I missed the gig. I feel like I missed Woodstock, man.
You can't kill him.
Just can't.
It's against the law. You know, if I run for Senate or something, that's the first bill I'm going to... No, I'm kidding. I love him. I love him.
So you are... Just to give it really clear, Joey Santiago is joking when he talks about murdering women.
Just killing stuff. It's wrong.
Good. I just got to be clear on that.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, I want to crack on because I know you haven't got that much time. So later in the early 90s, sort of, there was a bit of tension in the band. People split up. You kind of went on hiatus a little bit. I mean, I'm racing through your history here. I know that you played on Frank Black's records a little bit, and then you did your own thing with the Martinis and your wife, Linda Mullary. And did you play on the Breeders' records too?
No, I did not.
No, but it seems like you're a sort of unifying factor in the band, even when there was sort of the boat was shaky. You were sort of quite a stabilizing factor.
I do remember, like, Kim called me to try to do a counter melody on one of her songs. I don't know what happened. I don't know why I never did it.
Right, but you did get the call, so I'm kind of reading it right, that you're not the guy that fell out with everybody.
Nah, you know, good guys finish last.
Well, I don't know about that, Joe. You're certainly first in our book, mate, and... thanks so much for talking to me today. I know that I'm looking at the clock and it's ticking by, and we got to go in a second. Just got a couple more questions for you. You still interested in music, in a word?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, God. No, I don't know. No, of course I love it.
And you ever feel like quitting?
No.
Well, you know,
no.
It's a straight
Not
question.
At all.
Frankly, I'm glad to hear it. Are you going to keep touring, Joey?
Yes. You know the Titanic when they said and the band played on?
Well, we think you're unsinkable, mate. And, hey, listen, thanks for talking to me. I know you've got another call, and I know you're going to be busy all day. Joey, it's really a pleasure to talk to you, man.
All right, cheers.
Joey Santiago there, founding member, guitarist from the Pixies. So great to talk to you, mate. And we're going to play a track from the new album, Indie Cindy, now. Here's Greens and Blues on KX93.5, the Pixies.
All right, okay, bye.
Bye.
know I